Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records from Miami, Florida, is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Frost. Once again from sunny Miami Beach in Florida, this is Howard Miller for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. However, I must tell the truth today, notwithstanding the local Chamber of Commerce, this is a miserable day in our great state of Florida because today a tremendous gale is blowing across the broad expanse of the Atlantic Ocean. There is a tremendous surf thundering onto the sands, which ordinarily are crowded with beachcombers and swimmers. Today, not even a pigeon would fly. In some place, they've crawled into their huts and holes and hutches, and there is no sign of humanity within the exception of perhaps our cabana, which is here by Surfside, of the world-famous Saxony Hotel, a magnificent palace of pleasure, which generally, of course, is a beehive of activity of the people who love the social life and like sporting endeavors. But today, I think they're all sleeping in because one of the few people to get up is the gentleman who is going to be our star today, young gentleman whose career I've watched first in motion pictures and now most recently in the business of recorded music. His name, of course, as you know, is Tab Hunter because it's a well-publicized name on this show over the past 2 weeks since we've emanated our Wrigley bit from the Saxony Hotel in Florida. Tab's actual reason for being here, besides saying hello to me and water skiing a little bit and talking to his many, many friends, which he has all over the world, is in the interest of a great new motion picture, which was just released in New York City last Thursday night, made by Warner Brothers and Warner Color and CinemaScope, the great epical-making flight of Charles Augustus Lindbergh, now General Lindbergh, the Spirit of St. Louis. Now, Tab is not a part of the cast of that great Warner Brothers show, but because he represents the teenage thinking of our American population, the Warner Brothers people sort of made a press agent out of him for this picture, and he's going to the far corners of these United States to exploit the greatness of the Spirit of St. Louis. Tab, thank you very much for coming to Florida.
Nice to see you, Howard. It's sure great to be here.
See, there are so many things to talk about you that you hardly know where to begin because, of course, your newest great love is the recording of music. But, of course, your first love and your basic love is your allegiance to Warner Brothers and now the Spirit of St. Louis. You were up in New York for the picture, weren't you?
That's right, Howard. That's right. It's a tremendous picture. It really is. You know, of course, it's produced by Leland Hayward and directed by Billy Wilder. Well, Leland Hayward's record speaks for itself for all the fine things he's done on Broadway, and Billy Wilder is the end.
The combination of motion pictures you can hardly beat. Tab, looking at the Spirit of St. Louis from an actor's point of view, and you're one of Hollywood's best-known actors and certainly a performer with tremendous sincerity for your roles. Is this a great picture from the acting point of view?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that struck me the most about the picture is the fact that it's so honest. Most pictures are gimmicked up an awful lot nowadays, but this picture is a very honest story. It recreates the actual flight that Lindbergh made across the Atlantic. And, of course, to break that up, they take you back into flashbacks to when Lindbergh bought his first plane and then he was barnstorming and all those things. It's a tremendous thing. There's enough comedy in it and there's enough excitement in it. The young people will really, in fact, all the people in the country will flip. I've been touring about 30 different cities talking to the young men and women of this country about the picture because, let's face it, Howard, back in 27, we just weren't around.
That's right, 30 years ago. It was actually 30 years ago this coming May that he
made
the trip.
30 years, May 21st.
In 1927.
When he took off.
Well, this was 3 or 4 years before you even saw the light of day, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
So your cognizance of Lindbergh and the Spirit of St. Louis is actually through your history reading or your understanding of...
That's right. In fact, I've been going around talking to the many... students from the different high schools and colleges, and I've been presenting their library with a copy of The Spirit of St. Louis and just talking to them about the motion picture. In fact, Howard, I'd like to give you a copy of this book, The Spirit of St. Louis, right now.
Thank you very much. Well, this is the Pulitzer Prize winner from which the motion picture was adapted.
Yes, it is.
You know, you mentioned the word sincerity and integrity in the carrying out of this particular show. I have seen some rushes. Frank Casey, who represents Warner Brothers on the road and in our Midwest area, a great fella, showed me a couple of brushes of the picture. And I noticed one very strange thing that either Wyler or Leland Hayward did. All the shots of the Spirit of St. Louis in flight are shot on the starboard side, the right side of the plane, because they want to maintain the integrity of the plane flying from the east, or rather from west to east.
Oh, well, they have to do that all the time, Howard. In other words, once a shot is established going from left to right, they have to continue the flow going left to right all the time it comes in.
And they even had Jimmy Stewart, who plays the part of Lindbergh, comb his hair on the opposite side so the part would not be shown, as it wasn't in Lindbergh's life. And also, he dyed his hair blonde, I understand.
That's right. In fact, they couldn't get the actual Spirit, which hangs in the Smithsonian Institute, so Warner Brothers naturally had to do it on a large scale. They went and got the original blueprints from the Spirit from the Ryan Aircraft Corporation in San Diego.
They
made three of them, yes. They made three Spirits. In fact, one of them just flew up to Roosevelt Field the other day on Long Island, and they now are going to keep that there as a permanent...
Another spirit. Amazing thing, and I know that you saw the picture when it premiered up in Radio City the other night. They had to rebuild about six different airports, rebuild them in the likeness of what they actually were 30 years ago.
Yes,
how do you pronounce the French port?
La Bourget.
That was all rebuilt. They hired 7,000 French men and women to serve as extras.
Will you see this exciting scene when they all rush out to greet the plane when it arrives? It's really
Have you talked to Stewart about this part?
No, I haven't.
It would seem to me that he has approached this with a tremendous conviction for the life of Mr. Lindbergh.
Well, I think everyone has. I mean, you know, the director, of course, a lot to be said for him, too, and not to forget Leland Hayward.
I talked to Jimmy shortly after the picture was completed, and he told me that he sat in one of those little rushing studios that you have out there, whatever you call
it. A projection room.
And he watched over 50,000 feet of newsreel, just sat there day after day watching all this newsreel, watched the way Lindbergh walked, watched the way he talked, all the rest of it, not with the thought that he was going to imitate or copy, but he wanted to get the spirit or the likeness
of the
man.
Absolutely. This is what an actor should do. I mean, you've got to go out and reach into these things and get things from these. You know, you take the good from everything and you apply it to yourself and you do the same in your work.
Well, now, is this going to be nationally released almost immediately?
Well, it opened on the 21st at the Radio City Music Hall right in New York City, and it should follow, I imagine, around the anniversary of the flight.
Which is probably the time, and they probably planned it.
Probably May.
This is 3 years in the making.
Oh, yes, and what a picture. Wait till you see the color.
Well, now, a lot of it, of course, had to be shot away from these shores, so I presume that this is one of the most expensive pictures ever made.
Well, the talk around the lot was, you know, everybody kiddingly said, Tab, what have you had to do with Connection to the Spirit of St. Louis? Because in every department they have somehow worked with it.
Yes.
And I was doing a TV trailer very briefly out there at the studio, and I said, well, I haven't done anything for the Spirit of St. Louis. Now I find myself on the road talking about this great picture.
Well, it certainly is a proud achievement of Warner Brothers and Warner Color and this wide CinemaScope screen. It should be a great show, and I'm certainly going to be anxious to see it. I was invited up. Casey invited me up for the premiere in Radio City, but I was down here thinking there was going to be a lot of sunshine. It turned out I could have gone to New York.
Well, listen, the first showing in Chicago, you make sure and get in touch with Frank. Or, Frank, you get in touch with...
Can you get me a ticket? Tell what about your own career now? What's your contract with Warner Brothers calling for in the sense of a new picture? Are you starting a commitment soon?
Well, I possibly will. I don't know. They have a property called Damn Yankees that I would just love to do. Mr. Trilling from the studio mentioned it the other day, and I immediately went to see the show and went out and bought the album.
Well, this is from the Broadway show of the same name.
Yes.
Well, now, does this mean that because of your tremendous success as a music performer on records, on Dot Records, that chances are Warner's will give you a crack at a musical show?
I would like to very much. I'd love to do a musical.
Tom, you know, a lot of people seem to think that this is a new love for yours, but I remember when you and I were out cruising the waters of Lake Michigan last summer, long before your record contract.
I owe it to you,
I want to say this. That you evidenced a tremendous interest. I know that you were a bug for records, and not unlike a lot of teenagers today, you have your own record collection, don't you?
Quite a large collection, too.
You must have some favorites in the business. Is there anyone that you look to as sort of an influence in your life as a recording artist?
Not an influence in my life, but I do have many people that I just like to listen to, you know, their albums. People like Lurleen Hunter, Morgana King, Peggy Lee,
Ellie Fitzgerald,
Billie Holiday,
I know you've
Sinatra, King Cole.
A lyric pretty good like Sinatra. You've got a new record going to come out in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
I don't think we can talk too much about it.
But am I excited about this one, Howard? Can we kick it off next week with...
I'm looking forward to it. You're going to fly back to Chicago. That is, you're going to Cincinnati after.
Cincinnati, then Detroit, then Milwaukee and Chicago.
And then you'll appear with me on television next Friday. Be on the network show a week from today. And I would like to tell all of our stations along the line, and also the 20 million people who are listening to the sound of our voice right now, Tab, that on next Monday, at this precise moment, we will be playing for the first time on radio your second record, which I have listened to. and which I am confidently going to predict is going to be a bigger record than Your Young Love.
I'm glad you said it. Howard, that makes me feel so great because I love this new song so much.
I'm so excited about it. You and I were sitting up in the room here at the Saxony Hotel last night with a couple of lead sheet copies. We're going to tease
you.
We're
both singing it.
We were playing the demonstration record, which is music, and you and I were singing lyrics. And unless we look out, they're going to make us half the Hilltoppers record and send us out as that easy a song to sing. Well, let's listen to this number one record across the country now. It's made by Tab Hunter, this great young performer of Warner Brothers, also who records for Dot. And here he is with the best-selling record in the United States. Now it's reached the magnanimous, magnificent proportions of approximately 3 million copies, Tab Hunter's Young Love.
Say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you.
You haven't heard that millions of times before. Tab Hunter's rather remarkable record. I say remarkable because overnight it became a sensation. And as I told you just a moment ago, if it is not 3 million yet, it is so close to it that I'm not going to pay him the royalty difference in between.
I want to thank you, though, because believe me, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be recording.
Well, Tab, I appreciate your mentioning that, but it's far more important that all the disc jockeys across the country recognize that you appreciate what all of them did, because...
Believe me, I wish I could thank them all personally.
They know that you feel that way. Now, Tab, in your own career as a motion picture maker, I know that another airplane picture is soon to come out, this Lafayette Escadrille.
That's right. In fact, that's how I became interested in the old planes, working on Lafayette. We had a lot of old Newport Spads, Belarios, and what have you.
Well, now, this is the story of the American squadron who went over and fought in the
First
American
squadron went over to fly for France in World War I. It's a beautiful love story. It's very exciting.
And because Lafayette came here in the American Revolution, they decided to honor his name and call themselves the Lafayette Escadrille. This is where you met the little French girl.
Yes,
that,
the Chica
Chereau. Say it again.
A Chica Chereau.
Chica Chereau. I had a note from her, and she's going to visit me in Chicago, Tab. Do you mind?
Hey, now, wait a minute. She's tremendous.
After Cincinnati, then Chicago, then what? Back to the coast.
Detroit, and then Chicago, and then go back to the coast.
Back to the coast, back to your first great love, which is Swizzle Stick Your Horse.
Well, right? I haven't seen her in quite a while. She's getting fat out of pasture while I'm working as a spokesman for, Spirit of St. Louis.
Thank you for being here. Thank you to Warner Brothers for making a great motion picture, which is going to be one of the great box office hits of all times. A great motion picture. You watch for its release date, The Spirit of St. Louis. Thank you, Tab Hunter. Now
back
out of the rainstorm. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You make certain that you get Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye for now from rain-swept Miami Beach.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join Howard at this same time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.